Welcome to Japan Arts Podcast, because art is everywhere. Today, we're diving into the powerful currents of Japanese art, from the iconic Great Wave to chilling depictions of skeletons.
Ooh, I love this. It's like, how do artists capture these huge, overwhelming forces, both natural and, spiritual?
Exactly. Hokusai's Great Wave, with its towering blue curl, it's almost consuming Mount Fuji, a symbol of Japan itself. It's about the smallness of humanity against nature's power, right?
Totally. It's like that feeling when you're out in the ocean and a wave crashes over you and you're just a tiny speck. I had this moment once, surfing in Bali.
I see. Interesting. So it's that vulnerability, but also the beauty of that power. And then we have these incredible skeleton prints, like the Skeleton Specter by Kuniyoshi. Whoa.
Got it. It's like spooky, but it's also beautiful, the detail. It reminds me of this Dia de los Muertos celebration I went to in Mexico. The skeletons were everywhere, but it wasn't scary. It was celebratory.
Right? It's that Japanese fascination with the ephemeral, the cycle of life and death. The skeleton isn't just a scary thing. It's a reminder of impermanence.
It's powerful. You know, like in my art, I often use a lot of black ink. It's not just about darkness. It's about the void, the unknown. These skeleton images, they tap into that same thing, right?
Absolutely. It's that confrontation with what we can't control, what we don't know. Hokusai's Wave and Kuniyoshi's skeletons, they're both reflections of that, just in different forms.
Yeah, and they're so different stylistically. Hokusai's all about those curved lines, the movement, like the wave itself. Kuniyoshi is more graphic, almost harsh, with those strong lines and the stark contrast of black and white.
Exactly. They showcase the range of Japanese art. They are reminders of those big questions about life, death, nature, humanity, all wrapped up in these stunning images.
It's art that makes you think and feel something, even if it's a little bit uncomfortable sometimes, and that's what makes it so good, right?
You got it. Thanks for joining us on Japan Arts Podcast, because art is everywhere. Until next time, keep exploring the art around you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.